Please give a big hand to Joe Limoney.
Hi, my name is Gabby. I'm 3 years old. One, two, three. And I can make magic colors. Wanna see? This is my daughter as she's talking to her groovy girls, and she's getting ready to march on her wonderful color journey. At this age, she loves to color absolutely everything and anything. And today, I have Gabby all to myself, because my wife is going out on a day of pampering that is really well-deserved, because Gabby, when she was born, was colic for 18 months. And it was our first, and all she did was scream all the time. And we had a hard time dealing with it, but me more than Tracy did. So, you know, Tracy did a lot of the work, and she deserved this day off. And as she's leaving, she kind of quips at me like, hey, do you think you can handle this? You know? And I'm like, I'm her father. What could possibly go wrong? You've all heard this story before? So my wife leaves, and Gabby grabs me and says, Mommy's gone. Let's go color. And she walks me over to the table, and she gets her smock out and puts her smock on because, you know, you got to be really careful with the coloring, and she pulls out her markers, and she wants to pretend that she's Peter Pan and I'm Captain Hook. And we get to the table. She brings her groovy girls over, and she's like, see, I can do magic colors. And she markers on my arm, and it's the white marker, right? And then she markers on the special paper, and it's blue. And she goes, see, groovy girls, blue. She does my arm again, no color, and, you know, on the paper, it's green. And at this point, I've lost my attention span for this project. And I want to prove to my wife that I am an able husband and father. So I'm going to go do some chores around the house and multitask. And I tell Gabby, and she's like, come on, color with me. And I'm like, sternly, I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'll be back in a little while. I go run some chores. I can hear her in the background. She sounds like she's having a good time. No problems, right? So the last chore I had was to do the laundry. And I go up to the laundry room. I tell her I'll be 10 minutes. I'll be right back. Okay, Daddy. I come back down with the laundry basket. I sit on the stairs because I have a good angle to her, and I can fold the laundry at the same time. And I'm an able father. And husband, she comes up running up to the back of me, and she's giggling, hi, Daddy, and I feel the markers running down my back, right? And I'm like, Gabby, stop, and she won't stop, and she's laughing, and I get a little sterner, and I'm like, just stop, right? Because if those are, you know, real markers, you know, you can't do that to people. And she runs off giggling and goes, uh-oh. I didn't think twice about it. So I finish doing the folding of the laundry, and I have the laundry basket. And I'm walking through the living room, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a line on our white wall that goes across. So when I turn and look, it's not a line, it's three. Blue, green, and red. Markers running across the wall. And so I'm walking now like a zombie looking at the wall. And I'm like, Gabby, where are you? And as I'm following the marker, there was a couch in the way that was white, and she didn't miss it. And now, a little louder, Gabby. And it goes to a chair. And finally, it gets to my flat screen TV. Gabriella Helen Limoney, where are you? Drop the basket, I follow the line, she's not answering me, and I see the lines, they start to go up the stairs, she's upstairs. So I go up, and the wall up the stairs didn't make it either. But she decided to stop and mark her a tree. And then I see the first culprit. There's a red Sharpie. A Sharpie, for the love of God. How did she get a Sharpie? Right? This demon seed, where is she? Now my pace quickens and I get up the stairs. I check the rooms. It's a little better up there, not much. I get into her room and there's a stick figure she's drawn. And there's the blue Sharpie. And I pick it up. Gabby, where are you? And I hear, I open up the closet door and there's the demon seed with the last culprit clinging to her hand that I had to pry it out. The last Sharpie, I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, did you see I drew a picture of you on my wall? Like it was gonna be any better. And I'm like, God. And then it hit me. Oh my God, I don't live here by myself. Tracy's gonna be home any minute. Shit, Gabby. I'm running downstairs, get the cleaning product. She's now screaming, so I run back up the stairs. I grab her, I run down the stairs, and I get as many cleaning products as I possibly can. And I'm trying to wash the wall with it, and it's not really coming out. And I'm like, shit, Gabby. Now, at the time, we had these two crazy cats. They're insane. And so one of them came bounding down right by my feet. I'm like, get out of the way. And then I see the cat is black with white paws. But no white paws anymore. They're green and red. Gabby looks at me and says, Santa. And that's not the name of the cat, by the way. So the cat's in my way. She's screaming, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Tracy's going to be home any time. And I'm like, and I can't clean any of the furniture or any of the walls. It's not coming off. It's a stupid freaking Sharpies. And I said, and Gabby is covered in marker at this point, covered in it. And I'm like, well, maybe if I throw in the tub and I'll get her cleaned up, maybe it won't be so bad and Tracy won't be so mad. So I grabbed the cat and I said, well, I gotta clean the cat too. So I grabbed the cat, I grab her, I run up the stairs, I start the tub. Tub fills up, Gabby's screaming. I throw her in the tub. I go into my bathroom. I'm trying to get the marker off the cat's paws. And Gabby's like, screaming for me. I come running in, there's water all over the floor at this point, because she's thrashing. Of course, I had washed the stupid rug in the bathroom. So I walk in, feet come right out from under me. I go right into the tub with the cat in my hand, right? Cat's like, meow, meow, meow. Gabby's like, I'm like, shit, Gabby. I get out of the tub, I'm dripping, but there's color everywhere. And I'm like, where did that come from? And I'm like, she markered my freaking back with the Sharpie. The cat at this point jumps out of the tub, it's wet. I didn't get a chance to clean its paws. It's running down the hallway and there's red and green paw prints. And I'm like, stop! Gabby's like, I run and get the cat. Cat runs under the bed. I grab the cat by the tail. I pull it out. I grab the cat. I grab Gabby. She's crying. We're all soaking wet. I gotta get a towel. It's in the laundry downstairs. I go running downstairs with the cat and with Gabby in my hand. Gabby's now mocking me. She's like, Daddy said a bad word. Shit, Gabby. Shit, Gabby. And I'm like, shh. So I get to the towel. I grab the towel with my teeth. And I go, I'll go to the kitchen, there's wood floor. At least I can wipe that up. So I'm wiping Gabby off, and she's like, shit, Gabby, shit, Gabby. And I'm like yelling, shut up! The cat, meow, meow, meow. I'm gonna break a cat neck in a second. Then I could see Gabby's looking past me. And as I'm wiping her down, I realize, and as she's looking past me, I turn, and then I see 2 feet. And I look up, and there's Tracy. With a look on her face I had never seen before. And I look up, and I smile, and I say, hey, honey. Did you have a good time?